You know, all my life I've been hard-headed. Crashing into the walls, bungee jumping. Unable to understand my rights from my wrongs. But you know, there was somebody that spit a word to me and told me that if I just hold my head up to the sky, to the clouds, up high from which all my prizes come from, I can get somewhere. And you know, I've experienced the understanding, because I know now. I was down and out all along. Life had me open beneath. And my tears rolled down my eyes, symbolized I wasn't free. A prisoner in mine eyes, trapped up in my lies of a weary soul. The devil's a lie, he's real. I'll never let him take my wheel. He's out to hurt me. But now I recognize, oh, I see the light, yeah. He came into my life, changing all my wrongs to
That was Bishop Aaron Perkins. What a fantastic song. What a beautiful artist. And Archbishop Perkins is actually starting his own show today with us. He'll be on every other week right here at 1 p.m. Pacific time on Saturdays with the Aaron Perkins Show. Welcome, Archbishop Perkins. It's just a pleasure to have you on the network.
Hello, everybody all over the world. This is Archbishop Aaron Perkins. God bless you. God love you. I love you. Make sure you reach out and love somebody. The day that the Lord has made, it's just you to rejoice and be glad in it. And you know what? That was one of my songs that y'all deserve all over the world. It's important to keep the network stations all over the world. That's why Bishop Aaron Perkins is bringing the Word of God to you. And I just want to let you know I got somebody that's going to come on that want to speak, that want to really be a deliverer. And I tell you, he's very anointed. And his name is Apostle Rashi L. But before we get into get Apostle Rashi L, I am going to talk to Mr. Don. Mr. Don, are you still there?
I am feeling excellent. Just having a fantastic day. It's always a beautiful day here at BBS. But thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Mr. Don, I just got to ask you, because a lot of people just wonder, they know that the station BBS Studios/TV is a big giant and is making open doors, beautiful platforms for peoples all over the world. And I just want to say it's an honor with me coming along the family ship with you on BBS Radio/TV Worldwide on 140 syndicated network stations and more. I love the things that the stations are doing. Tell me, Don, what inspired you to do this?
You know, what inspired me to start this entire network was really the fact that, people didn't get a voice. You know, there was AM, FM, and, you had to be somebody and you had to pay a lot of money in order to have a voice in the world. And, back in 2003, I figured, everybody deserves to be a celebrity. Everybody deserves a voice. Everybody should be heard. And now in the modern day, we can make that happen. So I proceeded to do that, and I've never looked back.
Amen. Well, I'm glad and grateful, and I'm quite sure I speak for the whole BBS studio family, radio/TV. Everybody is making an impact. And I know that I thank God for what you all are doing. What you all are doing is very beautiful. It allows people to bring to the flat platform things that other people wish that they can be heard, that could be heard to them. And there's a lot to learn from this station because it carries a lot of avenues to give a lot of insight, enlightenment, and inspiration and spirituality too as well. And I'm just glad to be a part of the family. And I got another person coming on today too, Miss Ella. She's a pastor from Georgia, and she'll be coming on soon too, along with Apostle Rashi. But let me ask you again, who was your inspiration? Who would you say, Mr. Don, who would you say was your inspiration?
You know, between you and I, this is going to be an odd question to answer, but my inspiration was, hard one to answer, but I'll give it a go. I was in a rough spot in my life, and, I was driving home from work early in the morning, and I pulled over off to the side of this dirty road in Simonton, Texas. And when I pulled over, I started praying. And I prayed with all my heart that life would change. And, an odd thing happened. A cloud, it was a sunny day. There was no clouds in the sky, but a cloud was right over my car. I mean, right over my car. And then it descended down through the car. And I could see it when I looked up. It was coming through the car and down.
Wow.
And as it kept descending, all of a sudden I couldn't see anything and it except for whiteness. But I felt peace and love to such an extreme degree. It was overwhelming. It really was. Changed my life. But then when the cloud started to come back up, you could see it coming up from the floorboards, and then it lifted itself out of the car, and it was evening. After that, You know, strange things started to happen. I had many strange experiences, and all of them wonderful experiences. But that's really what opened me up to, you know, starting this media company. Really weird, yeah.
Wow. Well, I want to say, Mr. Don, we just want to thank you. And for those that don't know, Mr. Don has been an inspiration to me to see that Archbishop Aaron Perkins, because to see the vision being fulfilled. Are you happy with your vision being fulfilled, Mr. Don?
You know, I'm a follower of the tenets of Christ. And when you truly, I think, do that, when you follow the tenets of Christ, your life changes. I love my life. I love the way it's heading. The vision is unfolding beautifully. I have no regrets, no remorse. I wake up in the morning very happy, and I go to bed with a smile on my face.
Amen. That's all right. Well, I tell you, Mr. Don, what I want to do right now, Archbishop Aaron Perkins, want to give a shout out to love, shout out to the family first of all, Alice Green, my sister, all my nieces and nephews, and rest in peace to those that are gone. And at the same time, I want to give a shout out to Michael Grady of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Mr. Gerald Alston of the Manhattans. I want to give them a shout out, and the group too. And Paulie Common of the group Champagne, who I used to sing with, Hitmakers. I just thank God for them blessing them because they were able to bless me. And I thank God for a man who plays bass in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I call him Fingers. His name is Ron, y'all. Y'all just don't know, but y'all gonna be having him on the radio station with me too coming up one of these weeks. So y'all look out for Fingers Ron, the bass player, all over the world. And then y'all gonna get a chance to hear Mr. Ron playing on the bass. Meanwhile, I wanna give a love shout out to, those who haven't had a chance to enjoy themselves out here in the nice weather that has become upon us. And God bless you all. And I thank you all for tuning into Aaron Perkins Radio Show all over the world on 140 syndicated network stations all over the globe. And once again, Mr. Don, I thank you. And hopefully, again, we'll be able to come back with a B interview. We already just started with the A, and then we can bring some more questions to you about this journey that's musical. And tell everybody who's helping you, who all is the owner of the BBS Studio / TV company worldwide.
Well, thank you. You're so kind, and I appreciate that. You know, it's actually my twin brother, Douglas, and myself, Donald. We both, you know, we own this corporation 100%, have since 2003. We started it together, and I'm sure we'll finish it together if there is a finish to it. But I really thank you. And by the way, you are an extraordinary artist. We have lots of your music here now. And if you ever want to play it, you just say the word and we'll start one of the scores. Because, folks, wow, you need to check out his album. Just an amazing singer. I've been listening to the music. I was just, wow, yeah, just amazing.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, I thank God for when I did the album because it's all written and produced by me and all song by me.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So, you wrote them all too. Wow.
Yes, sir. Well wrote them, done. Produced them all, played all the instruments and everything.
Wow.
Yes, sir. So I thank God for that. Meanwhile, I'd like to go to another song if it's all right. And then when we come back, I'm going to bring in Apostle Rashi L. Amen.
Don,
whichever one of them songs you hit is all right with me.
You got it. Here we go with I Love You, Lord by Bishop Aaron Perkins.
Thank you.
Head. No food.
Everybody, this is Aaron Perkins, Archbishop Aaron Perkins, all over the world on 140 syndicated network stations, and I'm going to bring to you one of the awesome men of God, one of the anointed men of God. I mean, the Holy Ghost has really filled his soul. I tell you that he still got the Spirit leaking out over me, and I'm telling you, and I enjoy his word when he brings it forth. Let me introduce y'all to Apostle Rashid L. Apostle Rashid L, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Hey, all right. Magnificent, my brother. I just want to thank you for being on Aaron Perkins' show all over the world on 140 stations, syndicated networks. And I want to thank you for being on BBS Studio/TV Radio. I tell you, this is an honor. And you want to give a little shout out to anybody?
I just like to thank God for being in the land of the living. Thank God for my children, AWA Pentecostal Church of God, Overcoming Temple One as a whole. I just like to thank God for all the household of faith that encouraged me to go on in His Word. And I just thank God today. Him being God all by himself.
Amen, amen. Well, we can't help but just let you know that we love you and we thank you for being on BBS Radio/TV on Aaron Perkins Radio all over the world on 140 syndicated network stations. And I want to tell you, we want to thank Mr. Don, the owner of the station, for being on for a few minutes with me, for spending time with sharing some things, some insight of his vision towards the station. And I look forward to bringing a B part of Mr. Don, the owner of the station. And matter of fact, well, the moment that we've been waiting for, a word, the rhema from Apostle Rashi L. We want to ask you to bring forth the word of God, man of God. And we got about 15 minutes. Enjoy yourself, and may God bless you as you minister. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring forth to you Apostle Rashi L.
Amen. Amen. I thank God again for being God all by himself. I thank God for just being God. He's the awesome God, and He's good in my life, and I just thank him today. I was been talking to people lately, and people seem to be turning away from God more and more because different situations and circumstances in their life. I had an individual ask me the other day, what if someone was born in the gay surrounding? So, to the point that being gay is a normal life, lifestyle. Then she tell me he found out that it wasn't right, and he attempted to change his life. But it's a fight. You know, Second Peter 2:20-22 says, for if after they have escaped the defragment of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, our Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome. And the last state become worse than the first. For it would have been better for them never to have known the way of righteousness than after knowing it to turn back from the holy commandment delivered to them. What's the true proverb saying had happened to them? The dog returned to his own vomit, and the sow, after washing herself, returned to wallow in the mud. I say to people, a lot of us don't know nothing. Never knew nothing until someone brought us the word of God, and that's how we found out. And it has been an experience in your life to let you know that it was real. But the Bible said there's a way to seem right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. We have a lot of people thinking that it's all right to have a bunch of girlfriends. It's all right to be homosexual. It's all right to change your gender. Some people believe that it's all right for women to be bishops, women to be apostles. But there's a way to seem right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. See, once you come into the word of God and you ask for his precious Holy Ghost, Hebrews 4:4-6, it says, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of that heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and tasted the goodness of the word of God and the power of the age to come, and then have fallen away to renew themselves again unto repentance, since they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up to contempt. He said, once you come into God and you get the Holy Ghost inside, he said, the Holy Ghost is going to lead and guide. He said, what is impossible for those who were once enlightened and tasted of that heavenly gift and were made partakers of this Holy Ghost to fall away? That's impossible. Isaiah 59:2 said, but your iniquities have made you separate, have made a separation between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you so that he does not hear you. That kills that God hears the sinner's prayer. I believe it's in the book of John. The book of John. Bear with me. When God telling us these things, he tells what to do and what not to do. That's a way to seem right. See, people seem to think that God needs to change for the time. See, that's in your mind. That God needs to change for the time. They saying that that was in the Old Testament. People don't read the Bible. God said heaven and earth will pass away before his word passed away. See, that's why he said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He said, just confess. Repent. Repent for the kingdom of heaven at hand. When you find out something is wrong, you have to stop doing it. Not say to yourself, it's a habit. God know my heart. Well, God know your heart is continuously evil. And he said in the Bible, just because judgment is not executed speedily upon him, on you, it is set in man's heart to continue to do wrong. You can't do that. We're talking about God. We're talking about the Word of God. We're talking about that people think that that God should turn toward them, not knowing that there's a way to sing right into a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. It's the way of death. How many of y'all are willing to die, live in hell and die and go to hell? Don't make sense, does it? Amen, amen, amen. See, the Word of God, you know, they say Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. But before people will leave earth, they want to change the Word of God. Why do you think there's so many religions out there? Everybody thought they knew better than their teacher. Martin Luther break off from the Catholic Church. Now we got the Lutheran Church. We got Charles C. Russell, charge of the Jehovah's Witnesses. We got Joseph Smith, the Mormon. Yeah, Patterson and Mason of the Church of God in Christ. You have all of these religions. And he said, there's a way to sing right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Everybody seems to think that they have the right way. But I'm reminded that the Bible says a kingdom divided cannot stand. You can't stand and say you're of God, but yet you don't talk to your brother. It's to the point you don't talk to the Muslims and you sure don't talk to other, quote, so-called Christian folks. Apostolic people don't want you in their church except you be apostolic. That's not of God, but it was said to me. I'm not talking about something I heard. I'm talking about something I know. You got the Jehovah's Witness. Won't come into a church, they only go into the hall, but yet you don't find hall in the Bible. You find kingdom of God, you find the kingdom of God, but you don't find kingdom hall. You'll find church, you'll find temple, you'll find synagogue, but there's no hall. But there's a way to seem right into a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. Brother Paul said it just as plain in the book of Corinthians. I believe in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. Brother Paul was talking about we ought to be of the same mind. Speaking the same thing. Said, we ain't speaking the same thing, something wrong. Something wrong with that picture. He said in 1 Corinthians 1 and 10. Now I beseech you, brother, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and there be no division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. In the same judgment. He said, we got to think the same, speak the same, and our judgment should be the same. But there's a way to sing right into a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. Joshua was saying it plainly, if my people, which are called by my name, that humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and then will I hear from heaven, forgive your land, forgive you of your sins and heal your land. God said, I will make everything all right around. 2 Timothy 2 and 13 said, if we are faithless, we remain faithful, for he cannot deny himself. We're talking about God. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. It's something that people want God to have favor in them, but yet they trying to change God's mind and to say that this is how it should go. I know back in the day, women didn't show their cleavage. They didn't wear pants, because pants show your V. You know, and I mean, it was a whole bunch of things we was doing to protect each other's anointing. will have to learn how to protect your own anointing. You can't dress certain ways. The Bible tells us not to dress certain ways, but there's a way to seem right unto a man, and the end thereof is the way to death. To the point today, we have no shame. There's no shame. Women just wear anything. Men wear anything. Dresses, skirts, men. It doesn't make sense. And so what makes it so bad, they raising their children, their daughters, the same way, and their sons. Looking at a young boy with his pants down, showing his talent. There's a way to sing right unto a man. But the end thereof is the way. You got to remember, if God said it, that's just how it is. For our sake, he made him the sin, who knew no sin. This is 2 Corinthians 5:23. So that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Romans 6:23 said, for the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Choose this day.
Amen. Yes, sir. We want to thank Apostle Rachiel for bringing us that word. I tell you, he made some people get delivered, let's just say. Amen, amen. Let me see, is Don still on here with us?
I am. Don, yes, I am. And we have the wonderful Miss Ella with us. And she's now arrived, so I'm going to plug her in. Here we go.
All right. Let's see. Yes, thank you all for being on the Aaron Perkins Show all over the world. And I tell you, we want to thank Apostle Rachiel for just bringing forth the message of God, of deliverance, so that you won't have to be bound no more, so that you can know the truth will set you free. Amen. And then we're going to bring up next our sister evangelist pastor Ella. Yes, let's see if we can connect. Evangelist Ella, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hey, God be the glory. There you go. God bless you, my sister. Thank you. Yes, welcome to the Aaron Perkins Show all
thank
over the
you.
World on
thank
140
you,
140 syndicated radio stations network. And we are glad to have Evangelist Ella. Ella, tell them your whole name and give a love shout to somebody.
Okay, my name is Evangelist Ella Jackson Alexander, and I want to give a shout out to God. First of all, to Jesus Christ, his son. And it's just a good, beautiful day today. Praise God.
Amen. Well, first of all, I want y'all to know that this is Archbishop Aaron Perkins. I want y'all to know that Ella, yes, is a recording artist also.
Praise
yes,
God.
She loves giving praise and honor to God. I tell you. We, matter of fact, got one of her songs. Let me see if Don got one of Ella's songs ready for us. Let's see, Mr. Don?
Yes, sir. Actually, I don't have any of her songs ready. I didn't know, but I can, if she points me in the right direction, maybe online, I'll be able to play it in, certainly.
Evangelist Ella,
yes,
we're going to have you speak first, and then Don is going to choose one of those songs for you, because we'd love to hear Evangelist Ella. I tell you, there's a lot of anointing. God has really fulfilled her with his spirit. Ella, tell us what name of which song you would like to have played when we play it.
Oh, you know it's Soul Winner, because we're all going to be Soul Winner for Christ. Yes, that's the name of today, what we're supposed to be doing today. This world being in a terrible state, that is saying we need to start winning souls for God, for his kingdom. Yes.
Amen and amen. So, Don, the name of the song is Soul Winner by Ella Jackson. Yes, and I tell you, Ella got a kind word that she wants to deliver for before y'all even hear the song.
song, but we're gonna allow God to use Ella in her own way and bring forth a word of inspiration to us to cleanse our souls that have felt like we've been bound by something, but we need some deliverance. Ella, God bless you as you bring forth the word in the name of Jesus. Go ahead.
Praise
Ella.
God. Praise God. Praise God. You know, today, the Spirit of the Lord was dealing with me on last week about time. Praise God. And it was 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14, I believe, where he was saying, come out from among them and be ye separated. Okay, we have got this thing today. People got it twisted, got it real twisted today. They're thinking that they can do whatever they want to do, when they want to do it, and where they want to do it, and still be connected to God. No. In the book of Romans, it tells us, just because God will forgive us of our sin, do they give us a right to sin? No, it doesn't. That's the reason in this word, what I just first stated, he say, come out from among them. Stop doing worldly things. You cannot see God and do worldly things. You can't serve two masters. There's no way. And so many things in the word of God, you can't be lukewarm. Either you got to be hot or you got to be cold. Because if you look warm, he will spew you out of his mouth. So it's time to get real. It's time to get real. Stop taking, praise God. This is a hard teaching, but this is what he told me. Stop bringing the club, yes, into church. That ain't going to work. And no matter what, last week, last month, last year, whatever. But God is tired of people bringing clubs into his church. It's time to serve God. If you're going to serve God, serve God. If you're going to be genuine with him, be genuine with God. If you think about in the book of Exodus, and I believe that's chapter 32 and verse 26, Moses went into the mountains to receive the tablets, the Ten Commandments from God. And when he got back down from the mountain carrying the tablets, he found the people there sinning and worshiping a golden calf. Okay? Now, this is the same thing today. The same thing today. People think they can still go to church and do what they want to do, and they can't live like that. So here it is. So Moses is going to tell the people, if you be for God, come on here with me. And I'm paraphrasing. If you be for God, come on my side. If you be for Baal, you stay where you are. If you want to worship a golden calf, then you need to stay there where you are. But if you want to serve God, if you have a desire, if you have a desire to serve God, then come over here with me. Who's on the Lord's side, Moses say? Who is on the Lord's side? Come and stand over here where I am. And yes, it was some people that shifted over to Moses' side because they want to serve God. They had a desire to serve God. And yet it was some people still over there with the golden calf because they wanted to serve the golden calf. So what happened? God opened up the earth. He opened up the earth and the earth swallowed them up that wasn't on Moses' side. So what that tells us right there, that tells us that there is no great area in serving God. Either you're going to serve him or you're not going to serve him. There is no great area. It's time to get right, church. It's time to get right. It's more than time. It's been time to get right with God.
All
right. Because this place is not going to be here that much longer. Praise God. So like, who's on the Lord's side? Let it be known. Let it be known if you're on the Lord's side. Let it be known. Don't be ashamed. Because if you're with, if we're ashamed down here on this earth to own God, guess what? When it's time for us to go, and it's time for him to call us, judgment time, he is going to not know us. Don't let it be said. Don't let it be said. Own God. He loves us.
Praise.
He loves you. He loved me. He loved us so much that he died and shed his blood for us. That's how much he loved us. He didn't have to do it, but he did. So it's time to get on his side. Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. That is Evangelist Pastor Ella Jackson. Oh, my God. I tell you, Alexander, well, we wanted to thank you so much for sharing the good, beautiful, kind word, God, that makes your heart. And I want to say, you know what we need to hear, everybody? It's a song by Ella, and it is called Soul Winner. Yes. Well, we about to ready. We about to, when I count my hand and I say one, two, three, when I say three, we're going to play Soul Winner for y'all. Y'all ready?
Praise God.
One, two, here goes Soul Winner. Bye.
But tell me, Proverbs 11 and 30 reads, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that wineth souls is wise. Listen, if you don't mind. I'm a soul.
man.
Yes, that
man,
is
man.
Ella Jackson Alexander with Soul Winner. I'm telling you, for if anybody felt like they was lost, don't you feel better now? Don't you feel that
well, it's God. To God be the glory.
You've been born again. Don't you feel like you just dumped your old self away, threw it in a garbage can, and got rid of it because you heard how the Lord bless the recording artist, Ella Jackson Alexander, with Soul Winner. Now you're a winner. You could be a champ all day.
Oh,
long.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
we want to thank Evangelist Pastor Ella Jackson Alexander. Thank you, my sister. Thank you for that
thank
song.
You,
what inspired you to write that song?
It's just a collective of things that was going on. It was like I got a yearning. I got early for soul winning. And then I looked in Proverbs 11:30, you know, and then when I read that, you know, and then the words just came from heaven. They just came from heaven after I read that verse.
We thank you for that song. And you know what? We're going to surprise y'all before we close out. We're going to surprise y'all with another one. But right now, I just want to, ask you, Evangelist Pastor Ella Jackson Alexander, would you please give a shout out, love shout out to whomever, you know?
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to my husband, Pastor Paul Alexander, my children, my baby son, he's like old, like in his 40s, so you don't like me say baby, but Anton Coley, Latasha Coley, and James Coley, my son, and my sister, Pastor Shirley Samuels, and my pastor, Pastor Thomas Chambliss, Apostle Thomas Chambliss the Second. And there's just so many that makes up me, so to speak. So many people that have poured into my spirit that I just can't name them all, you know. I can't name them all, not at all, you know, but I appreciate them. And Archbishop okay. Also, praise God, Archbishop, you know, and also I'd like to say that I have a radio broadcast, and it's on 5 different radio stations at the time. It's going to be 6 now with Archbishop, praise God. It's going to be 6 now, but we're coming out of 3 cities in North Carolina. We got one city that we go to in San Antonio, Texas, and one in Illinois that we're on. The broadcast is aired. So God is moving. He's moving. He's moving. He's really moving. Praise God. And also, as Archbishop was saying, my sister's she's taking a little sabbatical from the church. She just praying and staying before God. You know, it's a higher call that he's calling her to. And in doing that, she have asked me to pastor her church for her. You know, and I feel so honored, you know, to do that, that she will entrust her people, well, God's people, not her people, God's people, to my teaching, you know, and, like I said, I'm just elated and they're honored. So right now, as Archbishop would say, Evangelist Pastor Ella Jackson Alexander. That's a long name.
Amen. Amen. You know, it just see, God has, I gotta shed his enlightenment real fast. It's because God, when he blessed you as an evangelist, you know, God do things in mysterious ways. Now he done blessed her to become the pastor of the church. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
God is good. God is good. So
yes,
I have to honor both when I say your name because you're still, even though you're pastoring, you're still evangelizing too, you know.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
I just have to just say it's a great honor to, first of all, have you on the Aaron Perkins Show all over the world.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
140 syndicated network radio stations, and it's a pleasure to hear what God has been doing for you and to hear your ministry. And we're going to bring you back again. We're going to make another arrangement where we can hear some more, but I know we only got about 8 minutes left, and I'll be...
Let me say this, Archbishop. Please go to all the music outlets to get the song. You can get Soul Winner. Then all the digital outlets, CD Baby, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, you name it, is there. So please visit and help.
Amen. I was going to bring it to them anyway, but that's good.
Tell
you what, you make sure y'all get that copy. Make sure y'all get that copy of Ella Jackson, Alexander, because you're going to love it. That's Soul Winner. And I tell you, you know, it's been a blessing. I'm going to see if we could try another song off of one of Ella's recordings. Let me see if we can find another one. If we can find another, we'll play it before the time is concluded within the next 7 minutes. Let me see. Mr. Don, do we have another one available by Ella yet?
We certainly do. We certainly do. We have a song, either God's Eye or Can't Take That Away. Which one would you like?
Can't Take That Away.
You got it. Well, here we go with Can't Take That Away.
Can't Take It Away.
Right. That was Ella, Evangelist Ella, the Pastor Jackson Alexander. And we thank everybody for tuning in to Aaron Perkins Radio Show all over the world
thank
on
you.
140 syndicated network stations. And we love you. God love you. Make sure you continue to spread God love all around the world.
Yes.
Meanwhile, it's been a beautiful. We want to thank Mr. Don, the owner of the station, of BDS.
Thank you.
Studio /TV. Yes, we want to thank him too. And his brother, his twin brother. Yes, we thank them both. And, well, y'all make sure y'all tune in next week with us and stuff. And we're going to bring some more, beautiful things. Well, meanwhile, y'all have a beautiful, beautiful day. And thank you all for tuning in all over the world. And, Archbishop Aaron Perkins has now come to the conclusion. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let me tell you about a man that you should know. This is Bishop Aaron Perkins again. And I have to tell the world about a man named Jesus. Let me tell you about John 3:16.
He gave his life for us. He died upon the cross. He gave his life for us to be free.
He gave his only begotten son that we may have.